This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Ready for your love questions? This one's from Confused in Colorado. Chloe, Confused in Colorado writes, I've been married for 15 months and my husband went to live with his brother after he came home and my best friend and I were frying fish. He said it was inappropriate to have another man cooking in the house. This is so minor that I think my husband wanted to leave all along. Is this silly to you?
Not minor. Like, I wish I would come home and some dude in the kitchen with my wife frying fish, laughing, flour on his fingers. What?
Yeah.
Boy, I have cornmeal all over the ass. I come in here and my wife be getting your
lady.
Someday
I'm back. Dog, that lady, are you kidding me? It's so minor. Your best friend. I done told y'all about this best friend stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know why your husband tripping? Because he know he wouldn't be your best friend. So now why is he your best friend?
Oh, okay.
When your husband met you, he wanted to sleep with you. Now he looking over here going, why the other dude don't want to sleep with you? Mm-hmm. Man, miss us with that rest right there. You done got yourself in the jam because I done told y'all. I keep telling y'all about this little friendship mess. Y'all frying fish together. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Keep on
since
frying fish.
Since day one, you've been saying it, Steve. Yeah. Since
y'all can make the spaghetti, too, and get the slaw going. Because he stay there now.
Yeah, your husband left and lives with his brother.
Yeah, y'all can stay. Y'all can make bread tomorrow.
Yeah, she doesn't get it. All right, I hope she does now, though. MJ in Birmingham says, I opened a boutique with my boyfriend and I allowed his sister to borrow some clothing for a photo shoot. She returned the tops all balled up and musty, so I can't sell them now. He's not allowing me to charge his sister for the clothes. Why do I have to take a major cut in profit because she doesn't wear deodorant? Why?
I don't know.
Should have spelled this coming.
Long clothes like that. Who do that?
Yeah, man, nah.
Well, for photo shoots, people do it. Yeah. You go to boutiques and ask to borrow outfits and stuff. But, you know, usually you take care of them. What you think, CLO?
I mean, you know, you should charge her. But if your brother don't want to pay, why don't your brother give you the money back? But then that's money out y'all's house anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you marry into the wrong family. It's happened to a lot of us.
Yeah.
Well, you felt that way. Everybody felt that way before.
Oh, they ain't even married?
No, they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
They got a business together?
Oh, no.
That ain't good.
No. If it's boyfriend and girlfriend, no. She getting a bill. Or he getting a bill. Well, somebody getting a bill for these clothes. Oh, come on. Well, somebody finna pay.
Right.
The boyfriend's not allowing her to charge his sister. He doesn't want to do that. Mm-hmm, that's what she said.
I sure wish I could go in there and say that to my wife.
Would you allow me?
I'm not going to allow you to.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, allow.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do like I tell you. That's all these catchphrases I wish I could.
Controlling. What I say.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. Phrases I say in my head all the time.
That's what.
Let them slip.
Next one, Cheryl. Keep going too long.
Misha in Dallas says, I'm a 52-year-old tap dancer, and I used to get booked for shows a lot. But nowadays, nobody appreciates the art of tap dancing. Is this something I should keep pursuing, or is it time to hang up my tap shoes and explore other hobbies?
Well, the problem is you're 52. I don't know if you notice it or not, but look at your tapes now and what they used to look like. Notice how the taps ain't as close together no more.
Don't sound the same.
See, are you aged, Jamie Kerr?
See, look, this was you tapping at 32. This is you tapping now.
Got the same speed at all.
No.
They still
no.
Listen to your tape close. Listen to your, once again, 30 years old.
You was Gregory Hines 20 years ago.
That's 30. You 52 now.
Okay. So that's a no? So
now watch it. Yeah. Then you do that one time.
So should she hang up her tap shoes and explore
the tap shoes don't even want to go to the park.
Show the Bible.
Yeah, your tap shoes don't even hang them up. Ain't it hard tying them up?
Oh, my.
If it's hard to tie them up, then it's time to hang them up.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Last one, Steve. Treva in Hattiesburg says, there was a strange car in my truck.
Wait, hold
Treva.
Who?
Treva. Treva.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, from where?
Go.
Hattiesburg.
Lord, she country. What Treva want?
She says there was a strange car in her driveway, so she stuck her head out to see what the young lady wanted. She saw me and drove off. My boyfriend said it might be his crazy ex in his sister's car. I don't need this kind of drama, but I love him. He said he'd handled it. She's too close for comfort, so what should I do?
Treva, quit sticking your head out that door. And he said it might be his crazy ex in her sister's car. He knows exactly who that is.
That's detail.
Ain't no Maya.
This ain't her first time pulling up on him.
Right.
He know what the grill look like. It's got that piece of tape on the back holding the fender up because she can't drive. She done backed out a lot of times in the head. Hit the fire hydrant, knocked over the garbage can. He know who that is. Now, it's drama, but, you know, people come with a history. Whenever you're dating somebody, come with a history. As long as it's his ex, you going to have a crazy ex. Every man has had a crazy ex. Now, every woman ain't really had a crazy ex, but you've had some exes that you had problems with. But every man has had a crazy ex. Every man. Lord Jesus. And it's been one of you. Yes.
No.
It's been one
not
of
at
you
all.
Just like you. Yes, it has.
Not
yes,
at all. Uh-uh.
Hey, y'all can stop all this little innocent stuff right here. Especially you, Carla.
It's just the truth, Street.
Your reputation, Carla, is just atrocious.
How many times do I have to say my allegedly?
Defend yourself.
See, that allegedly business. In the court, your ass would have been.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.